Let's talk about Ken Doll Dubai.
Thankfully, people, they get to know that Ken Doll is not a female. It's a male figure.
A lot of people sometimes comment like, be a man.
I believe mustaches, mouse, rat, and cats, they have it also. So man is not known by having mustaches and stuff. I believe they are known by the successful life they're living. I should not bring myself to that level who somebody's offering a negativity. I believe I'll bring my level down.
I just found out you travel every weekend from Dubai to Pakistan.
Yes.
Why do you do that?
I was a telephone operator.
You have a day job.
I've gone under the knife only twice.
But are they very dangerous? Sorry to interrupt.
That's bothering me.
Some people, they don't know I was actually possessed when I was a child.
Don't lie, please. Hi Adnan, welcome to Spill the Tea on Gulf Buzz.
Thank you so much, Dhruv. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having us in your gorgeous house. We took over your place.
Yes,
sorry
you did.
For that. But how are you today?
I'm doing amazing. How about you?
Very well.
How's the Christmas? I see working on Christmas.
A lot of work.
But great.
Not to complain. So, Adnan, let's talk about first Ken Doll Dubai.
Yes.
How did it all come together? Why did you choose the name Ken Doll Dubai, or for that matter, Ken Doll?
So, you know, I'm using Instagram, by the way, from past 11 years. Okay. But when I moved here, I found the parties were very fascinating because it was a source for me to connect with people, meet new people and stuff and all. So that used to be Dubai Party Boy.
Oh.
I used to go to clubs a lot. But then I realized on one certain point that what does this bring to people? Nothing. It's just parties. Of course, Dubai is all about nice parties and stuff. But then when I'm someone who always likes to give something to people, I couldn't give anything. I could just give where to go for the party. And then repeat, party, repeat. So that was just something that is not adding value. That was not something who I am.
Yeah.
So whenever I used to go to parties, people are like, oh my God, you have this perfect jawline and a face. You look like the Ken. I was like, that could be a very best-selling point because I'm a very business-minded person.
Okay.
So I was like, well, let's just make it Ken Doll Dubai, you know? It turned out to be so amazing. So the day I changed it to Ken Doll Dubai, the next week I got a message from a clinic there. Hey, you want to come for a treatment for this beautiful Ken Doll face? I was like, oh, wow, that's going well. So I went to the clinic. From there, another clinic saw me. Then a third clinic, then a fourth and fifth. And now I have some amazing clinics as my clients. So I work with clinics. I work with so many international skincare brands. And it's amazing to see sometime when I go to so many skincare events or a makeup event to be only one Pakistani male being there. And everybody knows in such a respectful and a loving way. So I believe that's the earning I did through changing that name.
Wow. And when did you move down to Dubai?
It's 2011.
What were you doing at that point of time?
It's amazing. I was a telephone operator.
Really?
Yes.
So you were calling people?
I was attending the call. Thank you for calling the Radisson Blue. My name is Adnan. I may help you.
And then from there?
Then from there, of course, you know, the hotel industry is amazing in Dubai. You have a lot of scope in it. So I moved to reception, supervisor, guest relations supervisor, assistant manager. And now currently I'm working for a 5-star hotel as a quality assurance and a guest experience manager. Like not most of the people, they know I work.
Yeah, exactly. Like I got to know very recently that you have a full-time job with an influencing job. So what is your full-time job?
I work for a 5-star hotel in Dubai. It's one of a very iconic location. So I'm a quality and guest experience manager for them.
So how do you manage your full-time job with influencing? Because I know influencing comes with its own lot of sets of deals and, you know, a lot of time, effort.
Yeah.
But how do you manage the two? Because it's not like you're a small influencer. You have over 2.5 million followers overall socials and you have a day job.
Yes.
Why?
It keeps me very real. Whenever I select a brand, it's something that I personally like, not for the money, because I already earn very amazing. But whenever a brand comes to me, it's something that really displays my personality, my liking. I will work for it. If it's something that is not really me, if you go and tell me to promote a supercar or talk about some wheels and stuff, I won't be able to do that because that's not me. And I won't do that. And it's not that I don't have offers. I do have offers from such brands, rental cars and stuff. But I don't want to do that because it's not my thing. My thing is skincare, lifestyle, happiness, restaurants, food, fashion. You just bring it on the table. I'm happy to share that because that's me. People, they know me for skincare. People, they know me for lifestyle, for fitness. So all these things that makes me as a person that I am. And if I am going to talk about some cars and stuff, I'm someone who is so scared to even sit on the driving seat, even though I have a license, but it's just, I can't do that. It's not me.
So basically you promote only those things that matter to you the most.
I would say the 40% clients that I got from social media where they saw me promoting them without charging them or something, because I was genuinely using those products. And then it turned into my clients because they saw that I'm someone who's very genuine and connecting people with something and doing it for free. But then later on, they turned out to be my clients because they really wanted to work because I have genuine following, genuine people who listens to me.
And have you ever experienced, like, you know, since you have a day job, that too in the customer service field, in a 5-star hotel, have you had people barging into you and be like, hey, we know you, or they've come to your workplace to meet you?
That's daily.
How do you deal with this?
I'm very nice to them, for sure. But then they tell me to make a video. I'm like, sorry, I won't make a video. Let's take a picture. And I'm very respectful to them because it's my work day time. But I believe my company is very, very flexible. They love what I do. They all are fans. So I believe that makes it even more easier for me. So they kind of enjoy my creative style. So I do discuss sometime with marketing, hey, let's do that. And like then sometime something we want to do in a restaurant or in a hotel, based on my overall influence experience, I just share those ideas. And I believe it's a really good catch for my company.
What's your most weird or something that literally was like a fan-based moment when somebody just walked in and you were like, oh shit, like you got really scared of it?
I get scared usually when somebody comes to deliver my food and I open the door. Now I don't open my door. I just take my hand and I take the food because I start to get text messages and stuff. Hey, we're a big fan. Can you open the door? Let's take a picture. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like, I am very nice and I'm very humble.
Of course.
But I believe that's my personal space. It's my room number outside. So somebody comes and see where I live. And I find it very creepy because a couple of times people have messaged me and disturbed me. And so I was like, okay, no. I need to just make sure to, I take my hand out, take my food, thank you, close the door.
So you were talking about, you know, cosmetic clients coming to you once you changed your name. And there is a lot of myth, you know, about cosmetic surgeries, using products. Yeah. What is your take on that?
See, I always explain people that there is a very fine line and there's a lot of difference between surgery, plastic surgery, anesthetic treatments and invasive treatments people they do. So if I'm doing a Botox or a filler, I believe if somebody tells me that I did Botox and I'm a plastic, I'm not, because I didn't use any plastic in that. Okay. You're just relaxing your muscles. So if you ask me a question, if I've gone under the knife, I've gone under the knife only twice. Because genuinely, naturally, I had those very strong features. Blessed, because in Pakistan, we do have very thick features, eyebrows and hairs and jawline and stuff, which is very natural. So I believe I was blessed with that. What I did, I just enhanced them. And what I'm doing right now is just to take care of my health, my overall wellness, my fitness and all this. Like, you know, I love doing IV drips. I love doing those regular vitamins intake and stuff that keeps me young for longer.
But are they very dangerous for the long term?
Things that are very dangerous are, for example, liposuction and all this. I don't need that though. Yeah. But those type of things that are really extreme are actually scary. And I have people, I have friends who have gone wrong, whose surgery's gone wrong, somebody got a nose job gone wrong. So I believe you have to really work, do a proper homework before doing that, before going to a certain doctor. And then you, and speak to people. If they're tagging people, if you see somebody have tagged that doctor, speak to that specific person like, hey, what was your experience? So when I did my nose job, I was going to this restaurant, Urla, and I met the hostess and she had the prettiest nose. And I was like, can I just ask you a question? She was like, yes. I was like, who did your nose? She was like, there's a doctor back in Turkey. He did that. And she said, like, I had a botched case. I had an issue happen and then he fixed it. So I was like, okay, the doctor who can fix a problem and make it look so good is someone who knows what he's doing. So I went to this doctor. He did an amazing job and I was super happy.
What would you advise people who are doing it for the first time, getting into like cosmetic surgeries or, you know, getting some IV drips?
I believe go for IV drips. Yeah. IV drips are something which is amazing because it is directly through your blood streams. The medicine or the cocktails simply goes to your bloodstreams and then it shows the result. Of course, we do apply a lot of creams and stuff. Yeah. But I believe what comes from inside, the glow that you get from inside is the best. Yes. So I do go a lot in Dubai itself, but I trust Dubai for that.
Okay.
Because in Dubai, you can't play with medicines and everything. All this stuff, you can't just fool anybody. So it's a very safe place to do this stuff. So anybody wants to do skincare and all this, come to Dubai.
Sorry to interrupt, but this light is going on and off.
Oh, some people, they don't know. I was actually possessed when I was a child.
Don't lie, please.
I swear. Yeah, I went to a graveyard when I was going to see one of my friend's father's grave, and that was my first time going there. And since then, you know, I started to have very weird dreams and stuff, but I had to go through a lot. I'm not joking, I'm serious, by the way. I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm very scared of ghosts.
Oh, really?
I am extremely scared.
No, I have...
I cannot get into a play area haunted house also anywhere close to that. Like that sound, I'm like 10 meters away to walk.
Well, that was not some... See, that's extreme. What happens in real, it's very... You see that?
See, that's bothering me. So you've been to a graveyard when you were young.
Yeah, I did. And then I felt... Because I started to have very weird dreams, and that actually made me very sick. Next morning, I was having a very high fever, and I start to see weird stuff in my dreams, and I would feel a presence in my room. And then I had to go somebody who helped me out to read some surah, because I'm Muslim, so you get to read some surah, which is actually made for that specific purpose. So I used to read them before the sunrise and stuff, and that actually helped me a lot to get through it. It was a very hard time, but I do believe in these things way too much, because I have faced it, I have felt it, and I have had it. So yeah.
So what was your family's reaction during that time?
They were very scared about my health, because I was really losing a lot of weight during that time. I was really, really getting sick, and I lost literally 8 kgs during that time. Yeah. And me, somebody who's already so skinny, and losing 8 kgs like literally jeopardizing your health, you know.
Trust me, I'm really already scared.
No.
That.
Yeah, but real. That's a real one. It's not a joke.
Really?
Yeah.
If I don't sleep tonight, I'm going to...
You will see me in your dream.
Catch everybody.
You will see me in your dream, I'm telling you tonight.
Oh, God. Let's make the mood a little lighter for
me.
So you're the king of TikTok. Everybody loves you on TikTok.
Yes.
Also on Instagram. I heard that you were banned on TikTok.
Suspended
on TikTok. That's even worse. Now you're hosting a TikTok event in Pakistan.
Yes.
First of all, why were you suspended?
See, I'm someone who have worked very hard, starting from a telephone operator, coming from a very humble family. I had not an easy childhood, very, very difficult childhood from a single mother.
Okay.
And then in Pakistan, it's not easy at all. And to go through all this, I became so strong, facing all those problems, traumas and everything, made me so strong that, you know, I don't take any BS from anybody.
Okay.
So if somebody comes and talks something negative, I had a habit to take their comment and talk about them on the comment and, like, you know, clap back on what they would have offered, you know. So I would give it double negative. But I would not hurt somebody. I won't abuse someone. I won't say anything bad. However, it's just it fell into the community guidelines, okay. Especially when I went to Pakistan. Dubai was still fine with it because I was just answering people. Yeah. But when I went to Pakistan and people who could understand the language, actually, boom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, literally 20 videos went on violation. And then my account got suspended. Yet when I contacted TikTok Pakistan, they got to tell me, like, this is impossible because you're someone that our half of the office is fan. So how can you lose an account? I said, well, that's what happened. But then we realized that my topics were so accurate, so pinpointed, that people are not comfortable. To know. So I believe people that made people uncomfortable. And that's what made people do reporting a lot, that, hey, he's really talking, answering the what. You know, I would talk the topics people are having in their house, what is happening, you know, masala kam ho gaya, like, you know, your spices are less in your kitchen. So I talk about those small things, small details. Yeah, so that really hit some people very hard, I would say. So I believe that's the reason I got into community violation. But then after that, I became really careful with my content. But I'm still making sure to give answer the way I want to, yet in a manner that it will not fall into community guideline. So yeah, people who are watching, follow the community guidelines.
So I just found out you travel every weekend from Dubai to Pakistan.
Yes.
Why do you do that? It's really tiring.
I know, but it's my collaboration. And it's my hard work. I have a lot of clients in Pakistan. So what I do, I finish my weekday. So on Friday night, I take a flight. There's a specific flight at 3 a.m. I take the flight, reach Pakistan at 5 a.m., sleep for some time, wake up, and then go and do my shoots and stuff.
So you have an active collaboration, brand shoots there.
I have a managing company there. They're managing me full time.
And then you have a full-time job here and you have your influencing job here. How do you handle all of this?
It's the age. I believe this is the age that I have right now. I won't be able to do it maybe after 10 years. So I want to utilize my age and my time. Like, you know, sometimes even if I go on date, if I don't feel the vibe in first 5 minutes, I'm like, you know, let's stop it. We can't do it because it's wastage of time. I could make money in that time. I could go live on TikTok and just earn money.
That's a good one.
I'm going to ask you something very personal, but yes. Do you think you could make more money without your day job, like your 9 to 5?
I'm already making more money than that, by the way.
Really?
Yes, I do. I do. My one collab actually covers, or maybe two collabs already covers the entire
thing. But if you don't have a day job 9 to 5?
I might become insane. My collabs will not be so genuine. I will be following money, which I believe I see a lot of influencers doing that.
Yeah.
I won't be able to do that. I can't, respect to everyone, but I can't go to a supermarket and sell bananas and potatoes there. It's not my thing.
And what would you tell budding influencers that are starting out, that is growing in this region? What would you like to give them a message?
Be yourself.
Yeah.
Because when you're being yourself, it's very easy for you to be in public and interact with people. Because I don't have to put a mask on my face that is there on Instagram or here. I just be myself, and it makes things so easy for me. And that's what people, everybody have something very special to offer. You, me, people who are making the videos, or they are sitting in front of us, the crew, entire crew, they are very interesting.
Yeah.
There's, everyone has a very interesting thing about them. You just need to bring it out to other people for them to watch it. And I realized during TikTok when I started using it that I do have a very funny humor. I can make people laugh.
Yes, you can.
And I didn't know that. And I was like, you know, maybe I can just do good skincare and stuff and all. But the moment I opened my mouth in my own language and people were like, oh my God, keep talking in Punjabi, keep talking in Urdu. You're so amazing when you talk, you joke, it's next level. So I was like, okay, you know, my personality is like this. So anybody who's starting new, be yourself, don't copy. You can get inspired. I do get inspired by people. I do get inspired by so many contents, but then I make them in my way.
Yeah.
And that makes you special.
People inspire you a lot.
Yes.
People see you as one of those figures in TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah.
Where do you get your inspiration for content? Because there's so much content to create, but where do you find that, you know, knack that, you know, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, this is what I want to do next.
Yeah.
How does that come to you?
It comes within, to be honest. I believe there are a lot of clients of mine now, they don't want that HD style videos. They say, just be yourself. Just answer somebody who's bashing you or saying something negative to you. Answer that person back and just mention our brand in between. And I believe those are my most expensive collabs, by the way. Because my HD collabs are cheaper. If you want me to be myself, I'll charge you more. Because that is going to be really natural. That goes very viral.
That so gets more views.
That gives more views because they get to see the real personality of me. But when it comes to getting inspired by me, sometimes if I want to make some TikToks and I want to get good music, I do check Jumana Khan. She's amazing. And Jannat Mirza, she's from Pakistan. She has over 23 million followers.
Wow.
Yeah, Jannat Mirza is my very good friend. And Alishpa. So these people are using all this trending music. Yeah. They're always on trend. Jumana is on trend all the time in Dubai. And then Jannat is on the trend overall in Asia because she's amazing, because she's the most followed TikToker. I believe these are people who inspired me. So surround yourself with those amazing people and hold them. During this TikTok journey, I really met a lot of funny people, and I was like, oh my God, what is happening in this market? So, but then later on, I filtered, and I believe the top people became my good ones.
How do you deal with those funny people who you met in the past, or, you know, people, because I'm sure people do come to you, like try to be your friend and try to climb that social ladder.
I always say, don't be a ladder. You know, when people meet me in the first second and they say, like, let's make a video. And I'm like, oh,
you know where this is
not happening.
Yeah.
I know where this is going. And I believe Jumana is someone who forced me to download TikTok. She downloaded the TikTok on my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I made my first TikTok with her. I didn't even know how to put a timer. And I was like, it's such a waste of time. She said, just do it. You are somebody who is for TikTok. And I did my first video with her, and it went literally on 500,000 in literally 24 hours. And I was like, okay, you know what? She's my teacher. She's a teacher for me.
Or a godmother for TikTok.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And how do you face criticism in the industry?
There is a lot of criticism to offer, especially for me being a male and then doing a lot of skincare that really hits very hard to other people. But when people, they meet me, when really stereotype people, they meet me and they realize that I'm a very, very gentle and very polite in real, then their idea changes about
their perspective about it.
And I believe I should not bring myself to that level who somebody's offering a negativity and I'm going to answer them back in a very negative way or in a very rude way. I believe I'll bring my level down. So you never lower down your level to somebody who is already having a, you know, low level. So there will be no difference between you and them. So even though sometimes people, they are criticizing me or they're negative, I just don't really bother myself. I became very thick-skinned by time that I'm like, okay, it's your opinion. Well done. Please. Yeah. If you feel like I'm doing bad, thank you so much. Swipe up. There's another profile waiting for you to watch.
This is a little personal, but a lot of people sometimes comment like, be a man. Yeah. You know, what are you doing? Yeah. Why are you not acting like a man? Yeah. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I believe I'm not doing anything feminine. You are seeing me wearing a denim shirt and stuff. But I believe a man is known by how he respects each other, yes. how he respects the woman, how he protects his culture, and how he earns. I believe mustaches, mouse, rat, and cats, they have it also. So man is not known by having mustaches and stuff. I believe they're known by the successful life they're living.
Interesting. So your definition of man is actually on point. It's not about being very, just being hard or being strong.
No, exactly. I believe that's just anybody can do it. I can go to gym for 2 minutes, have some steroids, and like, ah. So that won't make me a proper man. I am a man. I'm very happy. But it's just, I believe it's the respect and the culture that you represent makes you a man. And how you earn, I believe money talks.
I agree. So is there any story that you have not yet publicly shared that has happened to you in Dubai?
Dubai has been a turnover for my life. Dubai has been amazing. That's why people sometimes say, why don't you say Kendall Pakistan? I said, well, Dubai have given me so much. It gave me everything I wanted, everything I dreamed of. All the people I ever wanted to meet, I saw them in Dubai. You know, this is how it started. And the first celebrity in my life I saw was Nicki Minaj. And I was like, oh my God, this is happening. So then I realized this place is so dynamic. It's so safe. It has rules which you have to follow.
True.
You don't come and you talk anything bad about anybody. That security is something that keeps me here. And I believe it. I'm so happy. And I always praise and I consider it as my country. And I represent it in that way. And I will never do something that might embarrass the rulers or the UAE ever that I was living here or something.
Now let's play a fun round. It's called Brew and Buzz.
I'm excited.
Set of questions, you need to answer them straight. And I think this is going to be the most interesting one, I feel.
Let's do that.
Signature fashion accessory you never leave home without.
Well, I'm very easy. I can fit myself in anything. I know how to carry myself.
One beauty product you swear by.
Concealer.
Your all-time favorite fashion icon.
Nobody. Myself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The most daring fashion choice you've ever made.
I wore a corset for a film fair without a shirt and just a jacket on the top, and I was so scared.
Oh, yes, I know.
You saw that?
I've seen it.
Yeah, it was extreme corset. Yeah, I couldn't even breathe. So I had to leave.
A song that always gets you in the mood for a photo shoot.
Nanana Diva is the version. That's Beyonce.
The best grooming tip you've ever received.
I believe comb your hair well and brush your teeth.
One word to describe your personal style.
Edgy.
The most memorable compliment you've ever received on your look.
Oh my God, you look like a real Ken doll. And I'm like, yeah. Thank you. Didn't know that.
That's clearly my bio.
Exactly.
The most unusual location you have shot content at.
At a factory back in Pakistan. It was closed and some people who were doing something bad over there and they came to me like, ooh. I was like, oh my God, we need to leave from here. So it was an abundant factory.
Your go-to workout for staying in shape?
Cardio.
Yeah?
Yeah. Lots of cardio. And a lot of fat burning treatments.
So now moving on. The latest movie a few months ago, Barbie, that made headlines all over the world.
Yes.
A lot of collabs, everything. How did that affect you?
It went really well.
Yeah.
People, they really wanted to have me on board. And I made a reel. I waited for everyone to finish that Barbie song collabs they were doing or videos they were making. In the end, I made with Fayal Makhtoum, wife of Amir Khan. And I believe it went amazing. It was all over the social media and people they got. Because we waited for the last time. We took one pink G-Wagon, one pink Tesla. Yeah, we did a lot of hard work on that. And we made an amazing video. And I believe that was the best Barbie video. And thankfully, people, they get to know that Ken doll is not a female. It's a male figure. Yeah, naming something a doll doesn't make you a female.
Female, yeah.
So I was very thankful for that. So I made a video also saying like, thank God they made this movie. So people, they got to know what is Ken doll. It's not me. I'm being a dolly. It's just a Ken doll.
They got an identity.
They got to identify that I'm a husband of Barbie.
When it came out, how was your brand collabs looking like? Like, you know, when Barbie got launched with all these collabs happening with the cinemas and everything.
Yes.
How did it affect your brand collabs? Like, did it get overwhelming for you?
No, it went amazing. I took it very positively because people, they wanted that pink touch. Anyway, that color was my favorite. Fuchsia was my favorite color. I was like, okay, why not? So I had a really good time because there's nobody else who was doing Ken doll. It's only me. So that actually made me earn more.
So moving on from Barbie,
yeah.
You also have a lot of filters.
Yes, I
Instagram
do.
Filters. And you create them. How do you get inspired to create those filters? What runs in your head that it should look like this?
Yes.
And how do you launch them?
I believe my filters are used by celebrities all over. You name it, and those celebrities have used it. But when I check my reach on filters, I have over 75 million usage of my filters already by within 1 year when I was checking my report of this year. So, but my filters are very natural. I try to keep things super natural. Nothing has to be changing your features. So it keeps your same features. One filter that makes you look kind of like me, like, you know, big eyebrows and stuff. But rest of them are sparkle. There is one called Habibi Glow that is more like for men can also use it. They don't feel attacked. So they can use that filter. It can be grainy, non-grainy. So I find those things which I don't find on any filters. I make them by myself on Spark. So I spend time. And then I upload them for people and they love it.
So you make your own filters and you upload them by yourself.
Yes, it takes a lot of time, but I do it.
I need to know the process after this.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure is mine. Yeah. Anything else need?
Anything else before we wrap it up? No, okay.
Great.
Don't cut this part at least now before we take your name. Yeah. Done. Thank you.
Pleasure is mine, Dhruv. It was amazing.
Same here. Done.